Good morning, everybody. I got a quick deer season daily for you here on November 12th of 2025. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an update. We're not going to do talking shop or what's new today. We're going to get straight to the weather and movement predictions and the tip of the day, which has to do with the phase that we are starting to get into with the rut. But before that, don't forget Rack's Big Game Supplements is our partner for these episodes. You can go to racksmineral.com and check them out, see what all they have to offer, find local dealers as well. Ridge Hunter Outdoors is our website. Anything you find on there, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave us a review. All that stuff really helps the podcast do well. So the RHO update. I should have a video out today if everything goes to plan. It should be that hunt I had on November 1st, so I'm getting behind on the semi-life part, but should have like three pretty close to back-to-back videos here. But that'll be the first one. It should come out today, so be on the lookout for that. Again, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it. Also, I've been thinking about the Deer Season Daily episodes and when to wrap those up, and it will either be the Friday of gun season or the Monday or Tuesday after. It'll probably be the Monday or Tuesday after because I want to do at least one to kind of wrap up the firearm season, at least what we saw from the shop and what we heard from everybody and everything like that, what the guys on the team saw and what they did. But I'll definitely do one before the firearm season to cover the weekend weather and movement predictions, and then I'll do one after to wrap it up. But I probably won't do them past that Monday or Tuesday because Thanksgiving will be that week and then we'll be into December. And I figured I'd only do these through November anyway. So just a heads up, the Deer Season Dailies, we got about, a little over a week left of them. So let me know what you guys have been thinking of these. If you like them, I'll try to maybe bring them back next year. We'll see what we can do about that. But I've been enjoying bringing them to you guys. It's kind of been a grind some days. Today's one of those days. I got up and went and hunted with Nate all day today and filmed for him after not getting a ton of sleep from getting these out. But it's been enjoyable. I've seen some of the feedback, positive feedback so far, so thank you for that. But if you've been liking them, make sure and let us know so I can plan on maybe making them a little bit better even next year. So that's what I got for the RHO update. Like I said, no talking shop today. Not a lot new there anyway. More deer came in, nothing huge. Kind of the same thing we've been seeing. I didn't look for news because I wanted to get through this one pretty quick. Weather and movement predictions. Low of 37 today, high of 62. So it's going to be a little bit warmer than it has been, at least in the afternoon. There's supposed to be sunny skies, though, and the wind is supposed to be not as brutal as it was the last 3 days, I guess. They're calling for west-southwest in the morning, 3 to 4 mile an hour. That's supposed to shift around to west midday and get up to about 8 miles an hour. And then by the evening, it's supposed to be actually west-northwest and back down to, again, 4 to 5 miles per hour. So the pressure is supposed to be up, going up all day from 30 to 30.1. So the morning you should have some thermals working for you with the clear skies, the higher pressure, and the low winds. And then in the evenings, you're going to have thermals pulling down, especially if you're in big ridge country, big hills, draws, stuff like that. So keep that in mind for your setups today. Even though it's the rut, you still got to pay attention to your wind because if his doe gets you, then you're not going to get him. And that's kind of what you're worrying about right now. If he's with the doe, he's not necessarily paying attention to you, but she still is. So I'll talk a little bit more about that on the tip of the day. But keep that in mind for your sits. You're going to have some thermals playing today, more than likely, unless the wind is more than what they're predicting. I think it'll be a pretty decent day overall. It is going to be a little bit warmer, obviously, for the evening hunt, but not too bad for the deer. Movement is going to be based off the does, and if the bucks that you're after in your area are locked down with those does or not. I don't think we're to the peak estrus lockdown phase yet. I usually think that for us it's more like the 16th, 17th, 18th, somewhere in there. I think the national average or throughout the Midwest or throughout the whitetail range, they say it's the 15th is peak estrus, and I think we fall just a couple days after that most of the time. But we are starting to see some of those bucks get locked down with those. I mean, that's just the natural phase of the rut. The mature bucks find the first ones, they break off them, they find the next ones. Lockdown's a funny thing too, because all the studies and stuff and biologists will tell you that they're going to be with them for 2 or 3 days and then they're going to break off, and that's what they do. Sometimes they'll just run up and breed a doe and then leave her. I've seen both sides of that. I've seen a buck run up with the doe, breed her, and then take off. Like he found her, bred her, and then left. He didn't court her for 2 or 3 days or whatever. And then I've seen the opposite too. I've seen a buck with a doe for a day, 2 days, and then finally break off of her and leave also. So it's not like it's for sure one way or the other. And just because you might have a mature buck locked down doesn't mean everybody else's are locked down too, especially right now. We're still on the upswing of that bell curve of does in estrus. Although we're getting close to the top, we're still on the upswing. So really the movement, I think, is going to be based off of that, where your doe herd is at. If you've got one of those doe herds that comes in a little bit earlier, you're going to be seeing your peak lockdown phase right now, as then the guy down the street, down the road, might not be. He might still be seeing a bunch of bucks cruising. So wherever you're at with that is what your movement's going to be like, I think. We saw a doe that was in heat yesterday morning, and the only thing bothering her was some young bucks, which makes me think that the mature bucks in that area were already with other does, and there were just a few in heat at the same time. So it's not like it was about a week ago where if you had the hot doe, you were in it. You got to have the one that he's with, or you got to have the next one that he's going to. And that takes me to the tip of the day, and it has to do with lockdown. Patience and creativity pay when a buck is locked down with a doe. I'll talk about patience first. So all day sits, like this is the time of year for the all day sits, because you're trying to catch him when he leaves that doe. So if he is with her for 2 days, if he's with her for an hour or 2 hours, you're just trying to be out there when he comes off the doe. That might happen at any time of day. It could happen at 8 a.m. or noon or 5 p.m. or midnight. You don't really know. There's no way to predict that. So you got to be out there when it happens, because that's when you're going to catch him cruising, looking for that next doe and have your chance at him. Also, when it comes to patience, stick to a spot you know he's going to cruise when he does come off that doe. If you're not getting busted, this is the time of year you can go in and hunt that thing 2 or 3 days in a row. If you got the right wind, if you haven't had deer blowing at you every time you've been in the stand and you've not blown the whole spot out, if you're getting in and out clean and you got the right wind, hunt that thing a few days in a row if you have to, as long as it's a spot that has been productive in the past, or where earlier in the season or earlier in the rut he was cruising looking for his first does that he found. If it's a spot like that where you know when he breaks off that doe, he's got to come through there, or he's going to come through that at some point, have some patience with the spot. Don't just sit at once and then give up on it. Because if he's with that doe, that may be the reason he wasn't through there. And as soon as he breaks off of her, he's back through there looking for the next one. So patience is huge during the lockdown. And it doesn't have to be all-day hunts. You don't have to do that. You can sit the middle of the day. You can just sit longer morning hunts. You can just go out a little bit earlier in the afternoon, because you're upping your chances, if you're in a good spot, the longer you sit, that you're going to catch him when he comes off that doe. Creativity. Think outside the box. So water holes, I've said this before, they get overlooked during the rut because it's not hot, especially on a day that's warmer like today's going to be. Water holes can be really good because the doe is going to lead him to water because she needs to drink, he needs to drink, and you're just trying to figure out where the doe is going to take him to. So even if you don't have a set on it, if you got a hanging hunt, if you got to sit on the ground, if you got to slip in there in the middle of the day, whatever it is, if you got a good water hole that's pretty secluded off by itself, it could be a little pond, a cattle pond, it could be a big, like a finger off of a big lake or something that's secluded. It could be a spot in a creek that stays wet all the time, like a spring or something like that, back in the timber. Those can be really, really good during the lockdown because they still have to drink and the does are going to lead them right to that water. Thickets that are off by themselves and that you can sneak into, or that you can get up in and glass and you can go in there and try to see if there's deer in there. A lot of times those oddball places that you wouldn't think a deer being is where those ducks will, bucks, those bucks will push those does up into when it comes to the lockdown, because he's trying to separate her from all the other deer so he doesn't have to worry about competition and fighting off younger bucks as they come in and try to sniff on her and all that kind of stuff. He's going to push her into those secluded spots that you wouldn't really think of as holding deer. And if you have those, you can get creative and hang a set in there. You can get in there and maybe put a stalk on them, because that works really well too. Stalks during the lock on a lockdown buck can work really, really well, especially if you have the right wind. As long as you don't spook his doe, you're probably going to be in good shape. He could be looking at you. I mean, I've seen this before when I've had a lockdown buck, or I thought he got me, but he will not leave that doe. He is not going to leave her for anything, because that's the only thing on his mind. But if the doe sees you, then you are out of luck. She's gone. So if you have the right wind and you know that she's not going to get you, you could absolutely put a stalk on a buck right now. If they're laying out in the weeds, if they're in one of those thick spots I talked about, if you see him following a doe back towards a thick spot away from your stand, he's not coming by. She's going to take him, or he's pushing her up into that thick spot. That's where you need to be. So don't be afraid to get down and try something if you have the right wind and if everything sets up well. You got a little bit of cover. There's not a bunch of deer between you and them. Situations like that where you can get creative can really pay off during the lockdown, and it can take what could be a very slow time to hunt, make it exciting, and get you in the game and give you a chance at a buck while he's locked down with a doe. So get out there, give it a try. Now's the time of year where you got to be in the stand. You got to make smart decisions still too, but you can take a little bit more risk and be, again, a little bit more creative and a little bit more patient all at the same time, and you can have success doing that. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will see you tomorrow morning for another Deer Season Daily.